9:05 on March 17th. This is the day, of course, when the county shutdown officially began at midnight. I'm on the line with Alicia Kuhl, who's the president of the Homeless Union. And you've just told me, Alicia, last night you were distributing some supplies to people near your vehicle where you live.
This morning, actually, it's this morning. At the CVS on the west side, we woke up and there was a gentleman who was outside with his dog. He said he hasn't had any food in a couple of days, neither had his dog, so we gave him some food and we gave him some dog food.
Very good. Also, you mentioned that you were at the Clock Towers kind of protest, a presence, Union of the Homeless and Food Not Bombs. I think Huff is also involved. We established that last Sunday, a couple days ago.
I wouldn't call it a protest. It's a 24-hour emergency relief booth for the coronavirus.
There you go. That sounds sensible.
It includes sanitizer, bottled water, a hand washing station, Clorox cleaning wipes. There's usually some food there.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Sarah will hook you up with.
And one of the concerns was making sure people didn't grab stuff themselves and do a lot of touching in order to maintain the physical distance stuff.
Right. We're asking that all donations, if they're donate clothing, that it be washed, that any food items be prepackaged, and we're trying to maintain the recommended guidelines of staying 6 feet away from people. And so we're serving people individually and wearing gloves. We have face masks, so we're taking all the necessary precautions. And I believe it's one of the only hand washing stations in the whole area right there for people who are living outside.
No hand washing or toilet facilities across the street for what I call Cooperville, the tent city in front of the post office?
Right, and that's another observation. Yesterday I sent a letter to Mayor Cummings suggesting, right after they announced that Santa Clara County, amongst five others, would be shutting down, I kind of speculated that Santa Cruz would be next, and so I sent a letter to Mayor Cummings asking him to provide immediate motel vouchers. Because if you notice, everyone over there by the post office, they're about 6 feet away from each other, and if we're supposed to self-isolate, I strongly urged him, and that is the specific language, to immediately provide motel vouchers and take a proactive approach before it's too late. And I said to him that if he took a proactive approach, he could potentially save lives.
Indeed.
And he wrote me back a letter that said, the city and county are working on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard a report from Keith McHenry via Brent Adams. I don't know how accurate it is that Martine Bernal, the city manager, who has declared himself sort of the Führer here because it's an emergency, which essentially suspends all legislative and executive power by the city council and the mayor, he failed to get the porta potties in time from San Jose, and they are all being rented out at this time, ignoring the October request for porta potties from Food Not Bombs. You may remember it was made as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was one of the multiple requests, of course.
Yeah, and I think the Desiree Quintero demands were also made around that time as well.
Right.
I'm not sure.
We've asked for restrooms and porta potties multiple times over the past, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we didn't have to wait for a pandemic. We could have just went with, the health and safety guidelines last year. But here we are in a pandemic, and we still don't have them.
Now, are you currently still doing regular work every 9 to 5 over the hill, or has that been suspended?
No, I chose to take off until April 7th and do the self-isolation. It was kind of, they were asking a lot of us to still work because I guess we're considered essential healthcare providers,
mm-hmm.
being that we provide mental health services and it's a permanent supportive living facility. Mm-hmm. But given the fact that people there are like readily sick and we have like a high acuity level in our residence, and so we basically have a lot of sick people that some of them straight up refuse to go to the doctor. Yesterday there was someone with pneumonia-like symptoms refusing to go to the hospital. So I just feel for safety that I'm going to do the recommendation of staying home until the 7th.
Now, this isn't because you yourself are ill.
No, I'm not sick. But I don't want to get sick. This is a preventive measure. I have children.
Mm-hmm.
And given the fact that I'm the only worker and the only driver because of Eric's epilepsy, it's not worth risking.
Eric is your partner, and you all live together in this vehicle.
Right. Some happens, he doesn't drive, so he would need me to be home.
So, we were talking, I was talking with Kevin and Keith about having a Huff meeting at the town clock tomorrow at noon and combining it with a Union of the Homeless and another, combining the meetings. I want to ask you about that, but first let me take this call. Back, Alicia, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, that was Thomas calling in. He's up for coming to the Huff Union of the Homeless Food Not Bombs-ish food server support meeting at noon. And I mentioned food server support for a couple of reasons. First, that's what's going on at the town clock. And also because public...
Are you moving Huff to Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. It'll be tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay.
I think that's what I said. So the emergency declaration at midnight last night was you're not allowed to have any public meetings. I don't know if you're unless they're for these emergency purposes. And so we definitely want to make sure we're serving a lot of food and coffee to people who need it tomorrow at noon. Are you likely to be available for that? I understand a lot. You didn't make the union meeting on Sunday because you were, concerned about the group and the situation. I perfectly understand it. There's no need to, cover your...
I might stay at a distance and everyone can do what they're doing.
You could climb the town clock and talk from there.
Yes, I could sit somewhere perched up on top.
There you go. You could ring the bell and we could give you a megaphone. That might work.
I could put sanitizer in the fountain and sit right in the middle.
You could have a shower in the fountain. There are no shower facilities other than poor Brent, and I guess there are some up at the... Any reports from the Armory, by the way, or from the Laurel Street?
No, well, I did hear, and it's a rumor, though, so I haven't confirmed, that they're considering closing that because of the virus. Or turning it into something different. So, I heard that from somebody I don't want to mention, but they weren't sure if it was true either. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Okay, well, keep your ears, perking, and I will, and I'll be calling you periodically for any new reports, because I'm hoping this. I'm going to be doing a broadcast on Thursday, but I can also do this stuff earlier by posting it as an archive, so people can go to the Huff website to get some kind of updates from you and others that get interviewed. So
I do want to publicly say, because I know Brent listens, that even though, that one time we had that disagreement, he said he wished I would die, that I just want to publicly say I'm glad he didn't die when he got stabbed.
Very good. And I'm glad we're all still kicking around at the moment, although I'm afraid the worst is yet ahead, so we'll see how that goes.
I also want to say one other thing. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting an influx of homeless now and an economic fallout from this. And to the people that were generally assholes or still are generally assholes, if you lose your house, you might come to a point where you need someone like me or Keith or Robert. Speaking for myself, most likely I will still help you.
Mm-hmm. It is an economic crisis, I think, that's likely to hit harder. Whether that's going to result in immediate homelessness, I'm not sure, but...
not immediate, but I'm hearing word of, a housing crisis. A lot of people won't be able to pay their rent. I myself am taking off until April 7th for, the necessity, but I don't get paid for that. I only get 20 hours.
Don't go away. I got another incoming call. You were saying, Alicia?
Well, so I myself have to take off until April 7th, but I only get 20 hours of pay for that, so...
And by take, but it sounds like are you likely to be spending more time working with the crisis here in Santa Cruz?
Well, I will try to spend my time useful, following the recommendations, but spending my energy here locally, where I wish I had a full time job to begin with. I tried to find employment here so that I could serve this community, but unfortunately ended up in San Jose. So, I can do some of the work I love to do while I'm here. While still being safe.
Well, give us, maybe tomorrow or when I call you today later, if I do, you can give us more reports on how, any reports you're getting from homeless folks, if you happen to get down to the town clock or if you are receiving reports some other way and, just in the manner of things.
Okay.
Is there more you want to pass on?
No, I think that's it for now.
And should we put out your number for people to call if they want more information about what the Union of the Homeless is doing, and also to pass on reports about what the city is not doing, that sort of thing?
Sure, absolutely. My number is 831-431-7766. And my email is Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, the number 1, and then L, at hotmail.com. Alicia1L at hotmail.com.
Very good. Any word from the Great Union of the Homeless is... master people in Sacramento or Washington as to any kind of support or reports about how homeless people are being treated in different areas?
We are all in close contact. From what I understand, it's pretty much the same all the way around. The unhoused are in limbo right now while everybody else self-isolates. So as far as I know, no city or county have the homeless been offered temporary shelter or motel vouchers as of yet to help them through this.
Well, they are
wrong, but I haven't heard of it yet.
They are an exception, you know, to the claim that homeless people that you have to stay in your home or face a misdemeanor unless you're out on essential business. So homeless people can be out, according to the county's thing. I'm going to leave it at that. I got another incoming call. I'll let you go.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.